Now, hundreds of protesters are back on the streets in the US city of Minneapolis after the fatal police shooting of a black man yesterday. Protests began last night after 20-year-old Dante Wright was shot and killed during a traffic stop and an officer opened fire. Well, Dante Wright was killed mere miles from the site of George Floyd's murder last year. Police have used tear gas and stun grenades to subdue protesters, and the National Guard are on their way to provide additional support. The Brooklyn Centre Police Chief Tim Gannon defended the officers' actions at a press conference about protests last night. Let's go to our US correspondent Nick Harper now. Nick, kia ora, thank you for being with us today. Tell us, what details are there about how this happened?
Yeah, good morning, Susie. This was a traffic stop, what should have been a rather routine traffic stop on a Sunday afternoon. The police saw that the car that was being driven around this area, Brooklyn Centre, had an expired registration. So they pulled over the driver, that was Dante Wright. They got him out of the car and they started to handcuff him. But during the course of that attempted arrest, there was a scuffle that broke out. Mr. Wright tried to get back inside the car, and then the police officer, it would appear, accidentally shot him. Police have released body cam footage of this moment. A female police officer shouts the words, "Taser, taser, taser." However, at that time, she is holding her handgun in her hand. And then you hear at least one shot being fired. She swears. You hear that there is shock in her voice. And she says, "I just shot him." The police chief, Tim Gannon, who we heard from just a moment ago, he spoke about it afterwards. And he says that having reviewed all of that, having spoken to the officer, he thinks that it was an accidental discharge in the fact that she meant to taser Mr. Wright, but in fact had her gun in her hand and accidentally therefore shot him.
So the protesters now responding to this information, what is it like? What is being said?
Well, yeah, those protests, which initially started very peacefully on Sunday evening, did turn violent later on in the night. We heard the police chief calling them riots. That was being pushed back by reporters. The fact that there were some bricks being thrown. But there is, again, those calls for this to be peacefully protested. The mayor of the city, even President Biden, has weighed in, saying that people have the right to express their anger, to express their grief, to be out on the streets, but they have to do it peacefully. Because what we saw on Sunday night was police having to respond in riot gear, firing stun grenades, firing tear gas, the Minnesota National Guard being deployed, a curfew being put in place. Those protests continuing. We're expecting that to happen again later on this evening, Monday evening, a curfew once again being put in place. But it does, of course, all of this happening just a few miles from where the trial of Derek Chauvin, on trial for killing George Floyd, is taking place. So it is already an area, the state of Minnesota, which is highly charged at this time. And here we have another killing of a young, unarmed black man at the hands of police officers.
And that trial of Derek Chauvin, that's resumed today. What's been heard in court?
That's right, yeah. Entering the third week now, the prosecution is very close to wrapping up its case, we're told. We've heard from a cardiologist, Jonathan Rich. He's been asked about essentially how George Floyd died. And he says that it was quite simply the officer, Derek Chauvin's axe, rather than anything else. Not drugs, not an underlying heart condition that George Floyd might have had. It was not those things. It was the officer's actions of kneeling on Mr. Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes that caused his death. He said that he didn't die of a drug overdose. He did have a history of high blood pressure, but that wasn't a contributing factor. It was quite simply that the officer had knelt on his neck. We've also heard from Mr. Floyd's brother as well, who's paid tribute to him. But the prosecution say that they are getting close to wrapping all of this up. And then, of course, it will turn over to the defense team for their opportunity to defend Derek Chauvin.
Namihi, thank you very much. That is Nick Harper, our US correspondent.